The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Our friend Jim Van Stone from Monumental Sports and Entertainment is going to join us coming up at 9:25. But right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Cakes. BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. That means that's the only one around here. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the big dog over there, general manager. Check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. Maybe you want to drive in one of their electric vehicles. My buddy's got the i7. I got the X5. I love it. I might go back to the 5 Series, just like the sedan next go around. I don't know.
I had one of those, 15 years ago.
That's a great car. I mean,
maybe not 15 years.
Four of them. But
yeah, they're nice.
I wanted to do something different.
Nice.
But I might want to go back to just the sedan. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you have options.
Yeah,
you never know.
Just keep us posted on that.
Keep those options open.
You never know, Cakes. All right, yeah, this is kind of shocking. I saw this yesterday. Valdez has it. I assume he's putting this in some sort of order. I don't know. Jim Carrey is making his return to the Sonic franchise, okay? And what's interesting about this is in 2022, he said he was basically probably retiring from acting. But here he is. He's back. And he says, yeah, he needs the money.
He's at least honest.
And I think the guy's made something like $300 million.
That's a lot of dough.
What's he done with his cash?
I don't know. But, I know he has a massive car collection. I think that's one thing he's got. He's selling a home somewhere. I don't know if it's in Hollywood. Selling some massive home. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, whenever you see images of him, he's always flying private somewhere.
Man, I just need to be his money manager.
Right? How do you blow through $300 million?
And look, they've already done 2 Sonic the Hedgehog movies, and it's shocking how much money these movies have made. The first one made $320 million. The second one made $405 million. So if he needs money, and they're coming out with the third installment, he's going to say yes, right?
Yeah, of course.
How could he not? How could he turn that down?
Well, I know, but if he didn't need the money, he might not.
Well, it sounds
if he needs the money,
now,
then yeah.
Who knows? He
needs to make a Grinch.
He could just be joking around.
He needs to make a Grinch, too. That's what he needs to do.
Well, that would be another massive payday,
I'm
sure.
Fantastic. I got to watch that this
holiday. Is Jim Carrey still funny, Cakes?
Not as funny.
Yes.
Because you know who's not as funny? Eddie Murphy.
I think as you get older, you lose it.
Eddie Murphy lost his funny because he got a little too sophisticated. He got a little too bougie. Okay. He lost his funny.
I still think I was near him when he was checking into MGM National Harbor a few months ago. I'm standing by that story. Sticking by it.
I mean, maybe it did. Who knows?
Maybe not. Probably wasn't. I still think Jim Carrey, still funny. If he came in here and did Fire Marshal Bill, you would be laughing your balls off.
He just might not have the energy to do it like he did when he was 30 years old.
He's probably not still.
He's 62.
Is he still as creative and all as he was before? Who knows?
Did he go through some big divorce or any like lawsuits?
I think he's had a lot of stuff. I think all of that.
Did he have drug issues?
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. I think everything you say is yes.
Okay.
I think, remember he had a woman that accused him of giving him like STDs?
There was
a woman that killed herself. And everyone basically blamed him for it. Yeah. Like, he's had a lot going on.
You sleep on Yes Man. Pretty funny movie.
Didn't see that.
It's good.
Check
it out.
Are you a Selena go? I know you like the younger set. I know that's kind of your thing.
This is all alleged. You can't prove anything.
It's not alleged. You've said it on the air. said it on the air back in the day.
The only person that can track down those comments is named Matt Valdez, as far as I know. And he is quite the show archivist.
I mean, you liked him at 18. But, like, were you a Selena Gomez person?
What was the show on Disney that I used to watch with her?
Don't know. Not really the biggest Selena Gomez.
You're not a
big
Selena Gomez, Mark. All right. Well, she's off the market. She's engaged to Benny Blanco.
Blanco. I've heard that name. I don't know why he's famous.
Well, wasn't there Benny Blanco in the Johnny Depp movie? Remember Benny Blanco from the Bronx? That's the name he used.
Is that from
Nick Turturro shot the guy at the end?
It's the mob movie with Johnny Depp. Why am I spacing on the title?
Yeah.
Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco, right? And
I don't remember Nick Turturro.
He said, "Hey, remember Benny Blanco from the Bronx?"
I remember something from
a movie.
Wow. I only have the most photographic memory for Goodfellas mob movie. I don't know that much about The Godfather. Don't have a lot on Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
But I know Goodfellas.
I believe that's one of the rare scenes I actually recite.
I give you props for that. Well done.
Thank you.
You're a cinematic tour de force right there.
No. Yeah, well done. For a moment.
Yeah.
Benny Blanco's like a musical producer.
Oh, okay.
You know where Benny Blanco is from?
The musical producer?
Benny Blanco is from Seabrook, Maryland.
No, he's from Reston, Virginia.
Oh, so he is local.
He's a local.
I don't know
how long he was in Reston. It just says he was born there, so.
Did he go to high school there, I wonder?
Doesn't say.
Yeah, I have seen interviews with him, and you've heard a million of his songs because he's worked with all the biggest artists.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be a genius.
He might be?
He might be a genius.
I don't know one thing about him other than that he's from West Virginia, and he's about to marry Selena Gomez. Right. I know two things about him.
Right. Cakes, you probably disagree with this, but I actually agree with it. Elton John is going on record. Now, we know he's gone blind in one eye.
Okay.
Right? But hopefully it's only temporary. He says the legalization of marijuana in America and Canada is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Hmm. I happen to agree with him.
That's your guy, Elton John.
Elton John's my guy. Now, he's a guy that knows. Now, he has different reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the odor of it, and I think it's stupid to endorse just to have the whole world be stoned.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. He says, he thinks it leads to other things. He made a million bad decisions when he was on drugs. And it's just catastrophic. I happen to think he's right.
Well,
but more importantly, I hate the smell.
To push back on that, people could say the same thing about the legalization of alcohol.
100%.
So,
but
I mean,
that's already
if you embrace alcohol, I don't think it's that much further to embrace weed.
It's just
personally.
Let's say you already made a mistake. Let's just make another mistake. Like, I agree with you. You could break the same argument about alcohol.
Yeah.
I stipulate to that. You want to just double down on it and now do it the same thing with
I'd say weed and alcohol basically like hand in hand. They're both recreational drugs.
Right. You're pro recreational. Would you smell alcohol or weed in the city? Doesn't bother you?
Doesn't bother me one bit.
I don't like it, but it doesn't bother me.
I mean, I notice it, but it doesn't bother me.
It bothers you in what way?
It angers me. It's just, you know what? It makes me think it's trifling.
I smell it every day walking from here, the building, to my car.
Yeah.
Because everyone in these buildings are smoking it off their balconies.
I just think it's trifling. Anyway, I like that. He's my guy.
I do wish I had gotten into the weed business, because every time I drive by the dispensary in the O-Town, so many people just going in, coming out with their brown paper bags.
Right.
It's a good business to be in.
Wizards, okay. Wizards of Waverly Place, by the way. Okay.
That was your jam?
That was on my mind, sorry.
I was a Blues Clues.
The Alex Sars and Bilal Kubalis of Waverly Place.
Correct.
Yeah.
And say, Wizards of Waverly Place was better than the Wizards.
How dare you?
For Selena, you got Only Murders in the Building.
That's right. I've seen that. I'm not up to date with the latest season, but I've watched some of that.
Lot. She's kind of funny stuff.
By the way, why? What's going on? There's a big to do going on.
Well, JVS is here, and also there's some students that are
following JDS around.
Not just following JVS, but are interested in radio and television.
Oh, really?
Yeah. High school students or college students?
No, college students.
Tell them to get into finance.
So they want
to
watch a high quality radio product. Yeah, while it's happening.
Change your major. If there's still time, your major.
What schools?
One just graduated from, I think it was Jefferson.
Go back.
And then the other one just finished his first semester at UGA.
Oh, he's got plenty of time to Uga? Change.
Yeah. Stay down there. Don't come back up here.
Get a business or econ degree or something. Stay out of this dead business.
Yeah. Get those mass comm degrees.
Work for Kirby Smart.
Just a couple others. I know, Valdez, are you a big Friday Night Lights, Mark? I think you might be, right?
Yeah, I watch Coach Taylor.
Well, he clearly does. He knows the coach's name.
Riggins. Everyone has to love Riggins.
I was big on the Friday Night Lights movie. I didn't watch the series.
The NBC series
was
really good.
The series was awesome.
It ran from 2006 to 2011, and it's coming back.
Ah, they're rebooting it.
The Peacock.
Very good.
I think
New episodes, like
reboots.
Yeah.
Oh, they're reboots. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now,
if you're into that series,
I would like it if it was like a documentary, but it's fictional, right?
It's definitely fictional.
Let's do a documentary.
The movie was based off of a true story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
About, was it Dallas Carter and
Permian?
Permian. That's based off a true story.
Right.
So should I go to all these weed heads that are calling in upset?
Yeah, they're probably all calling in the same thing. They want to correct you.
Okay.
About?
They can't correct me on my opinion. Mike. EB is wrong, is what it says. Mike.
Mr. Bickle.
Yes,
good morning.
Sir. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, that movie wasn't Donnie Brasco.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Carlito's Way.
Carlito's Way, yes.
Carlito's Way.
Carlito.
You see that one? Carlito's Way?
That's Al Pacino.
I think I saw it, but I can't remember it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, I was wrong.
Depp was Donnie Brasco, though.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, no, I confused you by saying Johnny Depp. Right. Yeah.
Come on, Benny Blanco. Have a good day.
All right,
Benny Blanco. Yeah.
Oh, I thought everybody was calling this
Carlito.
Give me a hard time about weed.
I'm sure they probably would.
I like
would,
to fight the weed people. And last but not least.
They would call, but they're not that motivated to call right now.
They're not up yet.
Exactly.
They forgot the number.
Exactly. It's great for society. Valdez, do you believe that Netflix, after the Jake Paul debacle, can broadcast these Christmas Day games without another similar situation?
No, I'm very fearful. I'm very fearful of this. The NFL is a totally different animal compared to that Tyson Paul fight.
Yeah, but that Tyson Paul fight, think about how many people tried to check it out? Wasn't it like 50, 60 million or something like that? I mean, a similar number. It wasn't like it was 1 million pay-per-views, because remember, it was like free to all subscribers, right? It was a lot of people.
Well, how many subscribers do you think are going to be watching the NFL? A lot?
A lot. Probably a similar number,
especially
though.
Christmas night, or the second game. Christmas day, a little different because, you know, you're opening presents at 1 o'clock maybe. Christmas night, 4:30 game, I would think that especially Baltimore fans.
Yeah, it will suck if we have a buffering issue or, the screen's all pixelated or whatever.
Well, didn't they just put together the announcing crew, the other day?
Who's it going to be?
They've got a lot of people working on Christmas Day shows.
There's like 20 people. I think Mina Kimes, Kay Adams.
Robert Griffin III.
RG3.
Yep. Oh, Manti Te'o and his imaginary girlfriend.
They hired RG3.
They hired Bert Kreischer and Nate Bargatze to be like tailgate correspondents.
Yeah.
Great. That's brilliant.
Why didn't they hire the Jokes? If you want to overpay us to work on Christmas Day, we are available.
Yeah.
I know it's too late for the 2024 edition. I'm just throwing our hat in the ring for
later.
I used
to work Thanksgiving Day all the time.
You sure.
Wait tables.
Right.
Got paid double. Got set up time and a half. That's what I got.
It's good to get paid extra.
So let me ask you guys. You guys won't even do the Altcast without complaining. You're going to do a Netflix Christmas special?
I said, if they overpay us, they're willing to overpay us.
It'd have to be a big number, Drabby.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Valdez, what's the deal with the Ravens? So the Ravens are playing Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday.
Yeah. They have like 3 games in 10 days.
So when are they playing the following Sunday or they play the Sunday before that?
They play this Sunday and then I believe it's the Sunday before.
Okay.
They have the worst schedule to finish up the season with.
Have you lost a little zeal because of that?
Well, actually, they play the Saturday before that. So they give them a little bit of a break because they play Saturday. The 21st, and then they play. So they don't make them play Sunday and Wednesday. They're playing Saturday and Wednesday.
No, that's just how the cookie crumbles. But it sucks that they got hoored with the schedule.
So I have lost. I have lost a little of my zeal.
For what?
I picked the Ravens to win it all. I've lost a little of my zeal. Not offensively. I like them offensively.
Man, they got a tough one. They got to play the Steelers on a Saturday, and then 3 days later, got to play in Houston.
Well, they have a layup this weekend. Aren't they 15-point favorites on the road against the Giants?
Yes. You know what? This is what you should do. Put your entire 401k on the Ravens.
I'm not doing
money
that.
Line.
No.
Money line.
I ain't doing that.
That's the biggest sucker thing in the world. Yeah. The Ravens play down to their opponents all the time.
I know.
And but John's notorious for looking ahead at the schedule.
That dude who put $3+ million on the Eagles last week, he was sweating because Xavier Leggett caught that ball. He's losing $3.1 million.
Hey, why did they say that Justin Tucker looked terrible in his interview? Did you see that? And a bunch of fans
He looked disheveled.
I saw the look. Did he sound disheveled? Or like, did he sound like
no,
loopy?
No, it was just a picture. People said he looked terrible. Yellow and he had bags under his eyes.
They're saying that maybe he had like a liver problem or something.
Yeah. Hey, Valdez fell into the loser talk trap. Teams all across the NFL play 3 games in 10 days. The Steelers do it. The Texans do it.
Is he making excuses over there?
It's the trap of anytime the team plays the Thursday game, they always say, oh, we're getting screwed. We're playing three.
Well,
they all do it.
To end the season?
The Steelers are doing the same thing. 12-15, 12-21, 12-25.
He's kind of throwing it back in your face, Valdez.
Loser talk.
All right, loser talk.
Hey, Valdez, Raven expert.
Yeah.
If you think it's a sucker bet, I will put $100 up to your $5.56.
For?
The Ravens just to win.
You just want his $5?
Yeah.
You want his $5.56 that much?
All right, it's because they're minus -1800. Yeah. I'll put $100 up to your $6.
Oh, are you going to be so bitter Tommy, when you get $100?
Big Tommy DeVito fan this weekend.
If they lose to the Giants, Harbaugh should be fired.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
He should be fired if they lose to the Giants. The Giants are the worst. The Giants are tanking because they want the number one pick.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, coming up next.
Is that a bet?
It's a bet.
Yeah, consummated it. You're good.
Yeah.
Coming up next, joining us in studio, Jim Van Stone, President of Business Ops and Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Junks on an Open Line Thursday. We're happy right now to be joined in studio by Jim Van Stone, President of Business Operations and Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Look, he came bearing gifts.
This is what all guests
should do. You know, like you go to someone's house and you bring wine. You come see the Junks, you bring some gear.
This is a Wizards hoodie in... I have a hard time keeping up with all the alternate uniforms.
Is that the city?
That is the new city edition district city edition. Uniforms.
District uniforms, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I believe they look great.
They were wearing those
when Cakes the Good Luck Charm, Cakes the Non-Curse Guy, Cakes the Non-Jinx Guy was lucky enough to be in the Hennessy Lofts last week as the Wizards beat the Nuggets to get their third win of the season.
How is that possible?
It's always possible. Anything can happen.
NBA, anything
can happen any night.
Yeah.
But Jim,
this is nice, sweet. Thank
Jim, thank you again for the Hennessy Lofts treatment. I felt like a diva. I felt very pampered. Anybody that ever gets the opportunity to go to the Hennessy Lofts,
it's the best ever.
Say yes immediately. That mm-hmm. is my sage life advice to you.
It should be anywhere in the building. Yep. Say yes.
Yes, exactly.
Cakes, though, they didn't like it. I said, I feel like when you say Hennessy Lofts, it makes it seem like it's up high. Yeah. It should be Hennessy, incredible seats.
Why do they call
very
them the
low,
Lofts?
Right under the basket.
That's very wordy. That's so many words.
Like,
sounds cool.
I mean?
Sounds premium.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're really nice. I mean,
yeah.
They should be called the Super Suites.
Oh, I like that.
The Hennessy Super Suites.
I love
suites.
How we're trying to rebrand something they've already branded.
Correct. I mean,
that's fine.
Well, we love our partnership with Hennessy. They're a great partner on it.
Oh, yeah.
I tried the Hennessy Signature Cocktail. Delicious. The Hennessy Berry Mojito. I'm a mojito guy.
He's becoming kind of a tutti frutti guy lately.
I am.
Your transfusions and your Berry Mojito.
It's called evolution, EB.
Yeah.
I'm evolving.
I had an 8% beer the other day. I liked
you
it.
Did, yes.
All right, so Jim's here because of the renovations. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a final vote coming next week on the arena renovations at Capital One. Tell us where we are with that. What are we going to see in the next few months, years, when this vote comes through? What can fans expect?
Well, things have been exciting for us. And, you know, thanks to the mayor and the council and everyone for their support, we're really excited. We're, you know, going to build a new Capital One Arena, and everything we're looking at is all about the fan experience and the transformation. I mean, every single aspect of the building is going to be completely transformed from that standpoint. And, you know, it's going to be a 3-year process for us. You know, the final vote will be next week. And, you know, we're looking to so-called break ground this summer, and that'll be the first phase. Everything we do first phase will be all about the event level and the technology centers from there, and then we're going to work our way up. But at the end of the project, I mean, everything will be completely brand new and something that the city and the community will be really proud of.
So what, as a fan, what will we notice?
I think you're going to notice everything from the exterior to the interior. I mean, if you look
what
right
are you going to do exterior? Let's slow there. What are you going to see exterior?
We're going to transform the entire exterior. It's not going to look anything like what we have now. We're going to be looking at new entrances into the building. We're expanding the footprint, looking at a lot of different aspects.
How can you do that? How can you expand the footprint?
You know,
taking some of the retail space that's nearby?
I think that's one of the opportunities that we have, and we're excited about that partnership, and thanks to the city for, you know, really the thought process of going into that. I think, you know, with us expanding into a portion of the gallery place, it allows us to really do transformational things in the building. So that's opening up the door for us to do
that
a lot of great new things.
Like that little courtyard area?
That's the Grand Pavilion.
You're going to take over that?
So we will be moving in. We're moving a lot of back-of-house spots to the old Bed Bath & Beyond, which was on the basement level of Gallery Place,
okay.
And that's really opening up a lot of the footprint on the event floor. But I think as we move forward, every level of the building is going to look completely new and different. I'll give you a perspective, you know, in some of the areas. Right now, we've got about 6 or so clubs and lounges. I think in the transformation, we're going to finish at about 16 to 18. Mm-hmm. So a lot more social spaces for every fan. I think our approach is we want every fan coming into the building, all 20,000, to feel like a premium seat holder and have destinations in congregation areas, but also at the same point in time, see an incredible event inside the bowl. And, you know, as you guys know, we have one of the busiest buildings in the country. And, you know, for us, it's great. We've got 4 main tenants in the Caps, the Wizards, Georgetown University, and really the Mystics. So I think we've got a unique opportunity here.
What about bars and restaurants?
Bars and restaurants.
I mean, you got to expand on that too, right?
Yeah, I think we're looking at a lot of different things. I mean, that's where these clubs and lounges and destination spots inside the arena are really going to be important for the fans. And I think also, you know, the mayor has an incredible vision along with the council of really connecting the National Mall through the convention center and revitalizing downtown D.C. And, you know, I think in our community, we're going to see a lot more transformation in terms of new restaurants, bars, experiences, really revitalizing that community. I mean, it's iconic real estate, and I think it's something that really needs to be best in class.
What about inside seating? What, like, are the Hennessy Lofts, is that a long-term thing, or is that just in the meantime an interim thing, or is it?
No, I think that's a long-term process for us. You know what? We had a lot of tremendous success. I mean, it's only the second year of the Hennessy Lofts. We've actually added the Michelob Ultra lounge seats on the opposite side of the court, which
nice.
Is fantastic.
Very
I mean,
all right, what's the difference? Can we compare and contrast?
You know, I think Hennessy is the premier level. It's the notch
above. So, like, Drabby, he could go to the Michelob Ultra. the Junks, we go to the Hennessy.
Well, I mean, you guys are my secret shopper, so I put you guys in all the best. So
thank
you. You guys can give me good feedback and share the story, which is incredible.
Seats.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm reading here. Ask about the vault suites.
Yeah, so
talking about the vault suites.
So one of the first aspects next summer that we're doing with the event floor is really transforming a couple different spaces. One is a technology piece. You know, really, that's going to be the ground floor of what we can do the next 3 years in terms of revitalizing the building. Mm-hmm. The second part is really the athlete space. We're really going to redo all of our back of house athlete spaces. As you guys know, you know, we want to put a lot of money into the athlete experience and making sure that that's best in class, and that will help us, you know, maintain the great athletes that we have and also recruit new ones. The second, third part is really redoing our VIP club. So we announced a partnership with United Airlines to present the United Globe Club and Lounge, which is going to be a new transformational 24,000 square foot space for about 1,000 of our VIP guests. And the final piece of this is our brand new vault suites, which we're going to have 7 different types of suites in the building as we move forward. And our event level suites are going to be known as the vault suites. There's 10 unique locations. They fit 20 people per night. It is a street-to-seat experience in terms of everything being first class, and it'll be an all-inclusive experience. So we're really excited about, you know, as this process begins, we're going to go on sale next month in January with them, and I think it is going to be the most premier sports venue experience you could have in any arena in the country.
What are there? Okay, wow. I'm just trying to think of, like, will we notice anything else different inside, like sight lines, that kind of thing? Will it look different?
Yeah, everything's going to look different. I mean, we're
inside.
Every aspect and every level of the building is going to be impacted by some degree, and we're looking in and studying a lot of that right now. I mean, you know, certainly we will have brand new seats, you know, scoreboard, the LED experience.
Oh, that's all going to be?
Is all going to be transformed over the next couple of years.
It's going to be like massive seatings. Or?
Like, I don't know.
NBA arenas doing that like they are in football stadiums, you know, where they have these massive things.
So I think some of us seen the new Halo Intuit Dome is one experience. I think some of them have been oversized. You know, we haven't really committed on design or anything from that standpoint. Yeah. I think if you go down to our building, I mean, it pretty much is immersive inside the building, but also the focus is on the event that's happening inside the building. So the court and the ice. So, I mean, I don't want to take away from, you know, the experience of coming and watching these games. And, you know, I think we're going to do it tastefully and do it the right way, but it will be new and different.
So when does it start, and then when do you anticipate the completion?
So we are going to begin this summer. We're going to be closing the building after long playoff runs the next 3 summers. So we're really hopeful that everything is fully completed by the 27-28 season. I'm sure some of the work with us expanding will be behind walls, you know, so we'll be doing kind of year-round construction, but the bulk of it will happen in the summer months. And hopefully this summer it's June. The way the Cats are playing right now, I mean,
I know,
it looks like it could be an incredible run for us. So, but yeah, we're going to do the bulk of the work in the summer months.
So bulk of the work in the summer months, and then obviously open up again for the team sports
for the team sports in the fall. And hopefully then condense a lot of our concerts to, you know, basically the September through, you know, kind of June timeframe.
So obviously the fans will notice what's going on inside. It's funny that you mentioned that, because when I went down to the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game, Vanderbilt is redoing their stadium. Mm-hmm. And
it looks awful.
Well, it looks awful because they're trying to complete it, but half of the stadium is completely closed with renovations and cranes and everything. Now, the other half, they just put this huge Jumbotron in there. It looks great, but it's just weird to go into a game to have half of it closed.
Like half done.
And it's half done. Yeah, that's basically what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to spend the next couple of years really just educating and keeping the community up to speed and our fans in terms of the transformation. I mean, you know, certainly we're going to ask people to be patient with us, you know, as we kind of go through this. But, you know, I think what's been great already, if you look over the next 3 years, we already announced the NCAA Frozen Four coming to D.C. We've also announced the Women's Elite Eight coming to D.C. and the NCAA. And I think we're really positioning ourselves for major national and global events to come back to D.C. in really broad way moving forward. So
you have an incredible ability to recall all the stuff you got going on.
I don't know about that. You know, I'm passionate about what we do. I'm passionate about having great fan experiences.
Like, you're just ripping this off. You're not reading anything. You're just ripping this off the top of your head. I'm pretty impressed.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
He doesn't smoke weed.
How are we getting on this topic?
Hey, when's the next ACC tournament?
You know, hopefully, probably before 2030. I don't know the exact dates. I mean, you guys know we're committed to college basketball. I mean, ideally for us, every year we would host some type of college tournament. And then, you know, being the home facility for Georgetown University in the 18 games, and I love what Coach is doing there, and that team is going to get better and better. I think this is a basketball hot market, and, sure. you know, I think, you know.
Are you there at most of these events?
Or? I am. And if you guys get a chance tonight, I don't know if you guys know this. I know it's a big football weekend with Army-Navy, mm-hmm. but we're hosting the Capital Hockey Classic tonight,
okay.
which is a military hockey doubleheader. Army versus Navy's club team is the matinee game, and then the evening game is Division I Army versus Penn State. And we got a great program. I want to thank Google. Google for Government's our presenting partner, and we've got a lot of really great support for the program and event.
And are you still selling tickets for that?
We are. I think right now we're over 10,000. We expected to do about 12, so we feel really good about the numbers. And it's our first time ever doing the event, and hopefully we can make this an annual one. And the military is so important, as you guys know, in this community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
That's funny that you talked about the athlete experience, because I wasn't told by you, but I was told by somebody that NBA free agents, I mean, obviously they choose – their teams because of money,
mm-hmm.
but they also like the fat ass locker rooms.
They like to be pampered.
They do. They want enhanced locker rooms.
Junks like to be pampered too.
And they're going
to
put a lot of money into that.
That's why we put you guys in the Hennessy Lofts.
And they're going to put a lot of money into that to try and to attract some of these players. Look what you got.
I think I'm a Hennessy Loft regular. I was there last Friday. We're coming out the night before our holiday show at MGM National Harbor. I'm a fixture in the Hennessy Lounge.
I already forget. What am I doing? I'm doing the hockey. So I can go down Caesar's Lounge guy.
Well, of
Caesar's
course.
Lounge guy, too. Love
Caesar's
that.
Caesar's Lounge, great pregame.
Wait till next year when you guys come out. I mean, you're going to see everything on the event floor completely transformed, and we'll have you guys check out a couple of those different experiences.
Do we still have to be sheepish every time we reach out to you? We feel bad. We're like, hey, sorry to hit you up for this, but I need .. number
not
of tickets
I
for.
Need. Would you happen to have?
I would love to have this many tickets.
You know what's, I tell everyone, what's great about you guys is all four of you have different taste.
Yeah.
JP hits me up all the time for concerts. Shocker. And you know what? He loves the music scene, so he'll give me really good feedback on a good show and a bad show.
About sleep.
Yeah. Cakes comes a lot of the hockey games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other guys come to basketball games. So I think we've got, you know, everyone kind of covered on that front.
Very good. Well, Jim, thank you again for coming in. Thank you for bearing Wizards hoodie gifts
for
us.
Everybody
during
get
the
yours.
Holiday season. It's Jim Van Stone, President of Business Operations.
JBS.
And Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Lots of exciting things happening in your role. Thanks for sharing the plans for the renovations and everything down at Capital One Arena with the Junks.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys. There's a chill in the air as that cold Washington winter is creeping in. Make sure your residential or commercial heating system's ready to keep you warm and cozy all season long by calling the five-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. A Crop Metcalf five-star technician has the training and know-how to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. For peace of mind all season long, do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.
You're always welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. You can call us in the last segment of the show if you wish. You can talk about the Commanders taking on the Saints coming out of the bye week. You talk about the red-hot Washington Capitals. They take on Columbus tonight. We'll be doing the Altcast Saturday night during Caps Sabres on Monumental Sports Network 2.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to tune into that.
That's don't you wish we had a relationship with everybody the way we do with Jim?
It's a very good relationship.
I mean, it's a great relationship.
Well,
it's a great relationship.
But it's a great relationship.
It's very
What other relationships would you like to
like
have?
Well, like the Skins, it's kind of...
We got a pretty good one with them. Now we have okay. Now we have Northwest Bank, bro. You got to take advantage of that.
I don't know anything about Northwest Bank.
Well, they own the stadium.
Right, that's a pretty...
I know, but I don't, you know, you're the one that knows people. I don't really
well,
know.
Well, they own the naming rights to the stadium.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They got a great suite. And
we had a great relationship with the Nats.
Of course.
Right? I guess
we are
true.
The flagship home of the Nats, which should have a pretty good relationship.
We got a great relationship with the Wiz, Caps, Nats, and a pretty sound relationship with the Manders.
Right.
All right. Okay. So I guess you're right. What about Maryland? I feel like we used to be better with Maryland.
That's off my radar. That's all you guys.
I mean, Valdez.
I got a great relationship with the Hokies.
Like so should Valdez be cultivating?
Yeah,
that?
Like we used to go and sit right under the basket. We used to do that all the time.
Right.
Like even pre-Valdez, we did it all the time. That doesn't happen anymore.
Those
well, I think
days.
You just got to be willing to go over there. If there's a certain game or event you want, you can easily go.
Yeah. Got to do that. Got to get out of my box.
Are you going to be okay sitting on at just the Hennessy Lofts? Your feet aren't going to be touching the wood.
I know.
You're
going to
be
torn.
Pretty close.
Here's the thing. They've hooked me up before with wood seats there. Yeah. And it's nothing like it. It's nothing like being at an NBA game in the very front row.
Right.
You know, where the players fall into your lap.
Sure.
There's
sure,
nothing
like Joker
it.
Falling in my lap.
But there's also nothing like being in the Hennessy Loft and just getting hammered and eating the great food for, you know,
no,
a tip.
It's
great.
Top flight experience.
Yeah.
I'm an expert because I've been there once.
Right.
One time.
I've only done it once.
Had a great time. Looking forward. Doing it again Friday.
We're doing it a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's the ultimate bros night out. Thing to do.
It is.
Yeah, and
boys night. It's an ultimate boys night.
It is
experience.
A boys night. And I believe
we'll go bowling beforehand. Do they have
no,
the bowling spot right before?
I don't want to risk
like
my thumb.
Bowling.
I can't risk my thumb to
go
more left-handed. Injury.
Yeah.
I could bowl left-handed or I could not put my thumb in the hole.
I have a pregame spot for you all set up.
Which one? You don't want to say?
Well, I mean, we can say. Yeah, over at RPM.
I'm not familiar.
You don't know what RPM is?
Didn't we have dinner there before?
Silly restaurant.
Is it
have
steakhouse
beforehand?
They've got a pregame before the Hennessy Loft hangout.
Oh, okay.
Cakes is in. I'm in. Drabby's in.
Mars. Mars 1,000% in.
Mars 1,000% in.
Of course he is.
He's
yeah.
Gonna,
what I want to do is come from here, go straight to MGM. Just do everything I need to do in the hotel.
Oh, we know okay. What that yeah. Is. We know what that means.
Right. Nap and everything.
Yeah, and everything. Yeah.
And then
Lily
Phillips.
Do you think
a nap is not part of it?
Oh, the nap is what happens after the everything.
Yeah.
Then the nap.
And then just start the evening.
You're Lily Phillips.
Well, the only difference is Lily Phillips was with 100.
Yeah.
For him, it's going to be one and done.
Yeah.
He's John Wall.
So... The invitation's open to you, though.
Oh, and why? I'm just now hearing it? You never invited me before.
You didn't seem very interested. We kind of floated it to you, and you didn't seem interested in a pregame.
What?
We mentioned it to you.
Are you sure?
Positive.
You probably didn't want me to go.
I think what happened was they mentioned RPM for a possible dinner, but we're going to have food at the law.
Yeah, so we changed that to a pregame so that you're not stuffing your face for 8 hours.
I don't know. So it's not right there? Is it walkable?
It's right. Oh, it's butt walkable. It's about a block away.
Oh, okay.
Block and a half.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm calling my shot. Don't anybody else wear this silly Wizards hoodie next Friday night because I'm wearing it. And I don't want you walking in wearing one and this donk walking in wearing
right.
one.
I'm going to be honest.
I promise
I'm going to give this to my wife.
And we just look like a bunch of clowns.
I promise you.
Okay?
I'm too chubby. I think I need a double XL.
I think we need to wear our finest apparel.
Oh, really? We have to dress up?
Don't they want to look good when they're on the wood?
We're not really on the wood. You're behind everything. But I mean,
you can dress up.
I'm going to wear something nice and casual.
I'm going to wear jeans and a hoodie.
I'll probably.
That's going to have to be
I'll
good
probably
enough.
Wear this, you just wear golf attire. That's what I'm going to wear on the
wear
monumental
that wool,
hit.
That wool sweater that you couldn't wait to peel off.
Are you
going to
give me
day.
That?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. I'm just going to wear like golf stuff. What are you going to wear for the monumental hit?
For the all cast?
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a cap, wear my Verona jersey.
Very good. We'll both
and probably
wear
a hat.
Caps gear.
Probably,
all right.
You know, jeans and a Verona and a hat.
Perfect.
I'm not getting dressed up for that.
Hey, where are your rings, too?
Oh, we should bring
should wear your rings.
We are Stanley Cup
remind
champions,
me.
So we
remind
should bring
me.
Our caps rings.
You guys look like the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I will. Just remind me.
Yeah, all right. All right.
I haven't sold that one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't. It has your name on it.
Yet.
I can only imagine how much is in his savings account, and he's talking about potentially selling his caps ring.
Yeah. You can always use more.
Yeah.
You can always use more.
It's a treasured family heirloom.
What time do we have to be? Did they say we have to be at Monumental?
5:30.
What time's the game start?
7.
Oh!
Seven
people understand
drop.
That
the only reason they
we show up for the radio show 2 minutes before we go on the air.
Yeah, I don't get why we have to be there so early.
5:30
makeup
for a 7 o'clock.
Not, yeah, makeup bags.
Oh, I hate TV makeup too. I hate it. I always have to do it for the commercials. I just feel terrible.
But you know what's good is the first intermission. We don't got to do anything. That's right. 12 minutes that Alan May's got to do.
12-minute break.
Yeah. We'll let, you and I are going to be
we'll
counting down every second.
And Alan May do the heavy lifting there. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.